Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to be joined by driver David Searks. We're also going to hear from Tyrone Lingenfelter from Mississippi Thunder Speedway, Doug Johnson from Huset Speedway, Logan Brown from the Sprint Kings Sprint Car Series, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors. Never
know how. Warmer weather means more miles, and your engine needs protection you can trust. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, get 5 quarts of Mobile One Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil for only $34.99. Mobile One protects against engine wear, reduces sludge, and performs in extreme temperatures. Perfect for road trips, commutes, and more. Plus, buy 10 quarts and get a $15 Napa gift card. Power, performance, protection, and an extra $15 in your wallet. Stock up at Napa Auto Parts. Offers valid at participating stores through April 30th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor is your total source, preferred partner Husqvarna dealer. Our quality, dependable Husqvarna chainsaws and leaf blowers make great Christmas gifts. Not sure what your loved one might need? Come see Doug at Miners Outdoor today, and he will set you up with the right Husqvarna chainsaw or leaf blower for the job at hand. Did you know that our Husqvarna backpack leaf blowers work great to blow snow? Find out more today at Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
A farmer knows every inch of his farm. What worked for someone else may not work for you. That's where the Coles Electric Ag Electricians excel. Whether you need wires trenched underground or power to a remote area of your property, the professionals at Coles Electric have the equipment and knowledge to get the job done quickly and correctly. Providing 24-hour emergency service as well. When you're down, it's costing you money. See ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Reliability you can count on. Hi, this is Callie at Power Lift Doors by French Manufacturing. With few moving parts, our one-piece hydraulic doors are engineered for maximum uptime so you can focus on the field, not door repairs. The tight, secure seal keeps out snow and ice, protecting your valuable equipment and reducing your heating costs. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small, family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at Foamcraft Packaging.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I'm joined by multi-talented driver David Searks. And David, before we really get into your racing career, a little piece of history I found out at a race reunion is you actually pitted for Barry Kettering. And if anybody listening remembers Barry Kettering, I would say at the time that he passed away, he was at the top of his racing career, and he was also one of the biggest racing ambassadors this state ever had.
Yeah, he was one of a kind. My dad raced against him back in the super modified days, and then when he moved up to sprint cars, Barry was in sprint cars also, so they raced together there. And I just started going to the racetrack. I got tired of just sitting in the stands and watching, so I went down and I just started helping Barry in late 74. So then I pitted for him the rest of that year, 75, and then in 76 until his crash he had at Fairmont. wonderful person. I never in my time with him ever seen him get mad. Just was a top-notch driver and a great person. I know a great husband and father.
David, let's go back to the beginning, July of 1979. How and when did you decide to become a race driver, and how did you acquire your very first car?
Well, my sister got married to Dick Corbin, and he helped Russ Larson out at times, racing over in Wisconsin. And he was a drag racer who actually helped Warren Johnson. And he used to drag race with Warren Johnson and test his motors out. So when they got married, we got talking and decided, well, I can't afford to do this on my own. What if we go in together? Because he's an engine builder and worked at Friendly Chevrolet. So he was a mechanic already, and we just got together and found a car online. And on my nephew's first birthday, we traveled to Sheboygan, Wisconsin, drove all night to get there, picked up this old pavement late model and brought it back home and started running late model at Cedar Lake with it in July.
Memories of your very first few experiences at the track and also on the track as a driver?
I wasn't scared. I was comfortable. I don't recall ever getting lapped in the late model. I did crash a few times, and then Mike Kelly Sr. said, well, with experience, he said, you would miss some of those. And I said, well, probably. So the first year was just really getting acclimated to race in there, and it was fun.
Is there a story behind the 71B number?
No, that was my dad's number, and that's a whole other story how he got started racing, too. But I don't know how they ended up with the 71B. He had that in his Super Modified, and he won a lot of races in the Super Modified days. So I kept his number, and he was actually kind of proud of me for doing that. But I couldn't think of any other number to have but to follow after his footsteps.
A forgotten piece of Southern Minnesota racing history is the old limited late model division that you ran in 1980. What a great group of drivers and a good use of former late model chassis that were around at that time.
That was so fun. And I never heard of Dodge County Speedway. I was racing at the Faribault County Fair in 1980, which was my first year with the limited late models. And we're down there just running, and I got to meet Daryl Torgensen. And he says, why don't you come down to Casson tonight? We're running tonight, because we ran the afternoon at Faribault. I said, well, I don't even have a gear, nothing to go down. He says, oh, you'll be fine. So we went down there the first time ever seeing the place, and I had to run in second gear because we didn't have a gear to go there. And I finished fifth down there, and I fell in love with the track. I just loved it down there. So we kept going back.
A typical night of racing for you back then started Friday night at the old Capella Speedway. What a fun track for drivers and fans to watch a race.
Yeah, that was another fun one. We raced there on Friday night, and I won a lot there, won a couple track championships there, and we would run there Friday night, and I would have to change motors Friday. We'd change motors Saturday morning to race Cedar Lake with the wing car, and Sunday morning we'd change motors again to run back down to Casson and race modifieds down there. And we were doing that every week, and then my brother-in-law said, nah, this is ridiculous. He went and bought a modified, so then we didn't have to change motors anymore. We just ran two cars at that time.
How did you end up racing Saturday nights at St. Charles? Because that was an interesting track.
I don't even remember how we got started racing there. I raced at Cedar Lake so much that we just liked moving around. And I think probably what happened one night is we got rained out at Cedar Lake. Well, I loved racing, so we looked, and we probably drove down to St. Charles to race, being Cedar Lake got rained out, and I fell in love with that racetrack, too. That was a lot of fun down there. And the group of guys I met down there, some really great drivers, and, you know, you race with good drivers, and you get better yourself. And I met Jay Erke and Sorensen and Bob Kim and Westein, and I mean to tell you, you know, they're top-notch drivers, good people. So we kept going back down there on Saturday nights and still stayed at Casson on Sunday. It was a lot of fun.
And you talk about the love of racing, and I don't even think you realized it till we were discussing off the air. 47 years behind the wheel, you've been racing in 6 decades. That's a milestone in itself.
I never thought about it being decades. That really ages me, but I had a passion for it, and I had help with my dad being able to drive. Like I said, we would race Capel on Friday, go to St. Charles on Saturday, and we were driving home every night and then go back down to Casson on Sunday and then hit all the fair races there was during the week races we had. And my dad would drive home, so I got my rest that way, which helped. But yeah, we just had a passion for going.
Now, you just listed off a list of names like Jay Erke, Mike Sorensen, Steve Wettstein that you were racing with back then. Now you're still racing multiple times every single weekend. Who are the guys that are the tough guys to beat right now where you're heading?
Well, I've been racing Fridays. It used to be Princeton when it was IMC Sport Mods. But now we go to Brainerd, and I get up to Glendon. But Bud Martini is really tough. Jake Kierstead, the Jordans that race at Brainerd, they're all tough. My nephew has been racing a few years now, and he's gotten pretty tough. And then when my son races the Sport Mod, he goes up there. You know, he's really tough to beat. And there's so many new ones that keep moving up classes from the hobby stocks up to the Sport Mods, and it's getting tougher and tougher out there. But I've been traveling a little more now. I've been down to Boone Nationals last year, and that was a lot of fun and get a lot more experience with a whole different group of drivers. And we just got back from Arizona. I raced down there for a month at Central Arizona Speedway, and there's a whole other group of drivers. There's just so many good ones now.
Owatonna, everyone who ever ran there talks about the speed you would carry on that big track. Thoughts about racing here in Owatonna?
Oh, I love going down for the Gopher 50, but then we had the fair races down there. I look forward to it. You don't realize how fast you're going. And I walked down into turn one just to check the track out, see how it's going. And I watched some cars go by getting into turn one in a heat race. It's like, oh, man, we're going that fast. And you just don't realize it. But the corners were so wide that you could carry so much speed through the corner. It was a lot of fun.
How did you get hooked up with Paul Gillen and Gillen Enterprises and Justice Brothers?
From the sprint car days, when I was pitting for Barry Kettering, I got to meet Glenn at the track and Bob, you know, good people. I mean, I just stayed in touch with a lot of people there because after we lost Barry, Joe Koba took me under his wings and I helped him out for a while. And then Steve Schweitzberger, I pitted for him for a while. So I stayed in touch with Glenn and Bob Hopp, that's who it was. And one day I talked to Glenn about sponsoring a race car. And the first year I got product and then it just developed into more and more of a nice sponsorship. Some of the finest families you'll ever meet, you know, with Paul and Jimmy and Glenn and Lois, you know, just great family. And yeah, so I just talked to Paul again last year and got sponsorship back with Paul again. And I think we're going to continue on again this year. So I'm looking forward to that.
Last year, I had Ron Jones on the Dirt Show, and we talked about the Outlaw Wing Modified Division at Cedar Lake Speedway in the 90s. You ran one of those wicked fast machines.
That was, I would say, the greatest years of my racing was right there. I always wanted to race a sprint car. That was my passion. I loved them. But to be able to do that, I couldn't really afford doing it. So when the modifieds were introduced up here, and I believe it was 1983, I got a modified because that was the closest thing to open wheel I was going to get. And when they came out with putting the wings on them, then I fell in love with that. And we caught on to it pretty fast, how to set it up and run. I mean, it's crazy. People don't understand the stagger and the rear tires, but we had to run 9 inches of stagger on the car to get it to turn the corner. It was just awesome how much force there was. And we had an experience one night where Cedar Lake brought in the USAC sprint cars. And it was Leland McSpadden talked to me that night, and he says, I honestly don't know why they brought us here, because the wing modifieds were faster than the USAC sprint cars were at that time. And I know we were averaging, I believe, over 90 miles an hour on that 3-8 mile track. So it was a blast.
Cedar Lake Speedway is just a great spot to watch races for fans who have not made the trip up there. And the competition is always great.
Always. And I've seen a lot of drivers. Jimmy Mars was one of them. I saw him racing, I think it was Pure Stocks back then. I seen Jimmy Mars in a Pure Stock, and then young Brent Larson was in a Pure Stock back then and moved up into Super Stocks. And I watched them guys grow up to be great drivers. And yeah, the wing modifieds were just, we had so many good drivers like Ronnie Jones and then Mike Kelly Jr. and Bystricky and Jimmy Brugman. And I mean, it can go on and on. It's just, and I kept racing with them when they took the wings away from us. Then we just ran the Wasota modifieds back then. And I stayed racing there against them drivers back then too.
You are a 3-time IMCA Northern Sport Mod Minnesota State Points Champion in 2019, 2022, and 2023. Does one of those championships stand out from the other two?
I believe the first one really stands out. When I was doing it, we weren't racing for it. All of a sudden, we found ourselves in that position. Then my son and was talking to me about it, so then we started pursuing it, and I started racing a lot more IMCA shows the rest of that summer, going to tracks I've never been to before just to get some racing in. And so I think that was probably the biggest one, and that was the first time I ever went down to the IMCA National Banquet down in Nebraska, and that was a great trip. But yeah, that was quite a deal to do that.
6 decades into your racing career and you're still winning championships. Last season, you were the North Central Speedway B-Mod track champion. It really seems like you are still in the prime of your career.
I still feel good behind the wheel. I tell everybody that's my office. I'm the most comfortable sitting behind the steering wheel in a race car. And last year, we have a memorial for my dad every year, and last year was up in Brainerd. And thanks to Paul and Rob Cahill, I finally got a chance to race the Justice Brothers sprint car up there during the vintage races up there, which is something I've always wanted to do. So I got to do that last summer, and, you know, we had a pretty good year. A lot of different racetracks I visited last year, and topping it off, winning the championship. And that came down to being the last night of racing. It was only a few points in the lead, and I got my car working so good I started. I can't remember where I started, but I worked myself up, and I won the feature that night and won the championship that night. So it worked out really well.
I also have to say thank you for supporting our IMCA Old Timers Rice County Fair Race the past 2 years. Last year, we raced through a rainstorm the entire race, never been at a race where we got it in while it was raining, and we are looking forward to having you back July 22nd this year.
I look forward to it. That was a lot of fun. The first time I went down there, I ran well, ended up breaking in the feature right away. But last year, we're competing with some USRA cars, IMCA Sport Mods, and also B Mods. And I ended up, I can't remember if I won the heat race or run second, but I ran fourth in the feature, and we're racing against some pretty good cars down there too. So I felt pretty good about that. But yeah, I look forward to coming down there again this year.
Favorite track to race, either current or closed?
I would have to say I loved Cedar Lake with the wing modifieds, but we didn't go anywhere else and race with them. So I would say with the modifieds, I would have to say St. Charles. I won the championship at St. Charles with the modified. And Deer Creek, I won the championship there with the modified. it's hard to say. I love Cassin and St. Charles because they're both quarter-mile tracks and they're a lot of fun to race on.
Biggest win so far in your long 6-decade career?
Oh, boy. I've had some good ones. I think one of them, the biggest one, I had some memorable ones. Me and Bob Tim down at St. Charles, side-by-side racing for most of the whole race, and I won that. But I think Capella was memorable. It was Justice Brothers night at Capella, and I started 12th in the feature, and I ended up winning the feature that night. So I think that one probably was a pretty big one.
It hasn't been that long, but a lot of people have forgotten how great Bob Tim was in a modified. He was dominant for a while there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. When I started racing down south is when I met Bob Tim, because he, you know, they never ventured up to Cedar Lake. I don't recall ever seeing him up there. But when I came down to Cassin and St. Charles racing against Bob Tim and Mike Sorensen and Tim Donlinger, I think by racing down there with those drivers made me a better driver, because they had a lot of respect for their equipment. They didn't tear it up, crash you. You just raced hard. And that was a lot of fun back then with them guys.
2026, what will a typical week of racing look like for the 71B race team? Where are you running regularly, or are you just going to run here and there for fun?
Well, I've won 11 IMCA Sport Mod Track Championships in 10 years. So I figured this year I was planning on doing some more traveling. There's some northern tracks I want to go back up and race at, and some southern tracks, hopefully maybe Arlington, and I may go try Slayton again and like to get to Worthington. I've never raced at that one before, and get down into some Iowa tracks, and I'm going to hit Boone. I may get to Stewart, Iowa yet this spring. That's kind of been my plan, is just to go out and have fun this year.
You have had some longtime sponsors on board with you over the years. Who helps you out on the car as far as sponsorship?
Minuteman Press. My son owns four of those, so he sponsors me. Roxbury Racing Transmissions has been a long supporting sponsor. And then a good friend of mine, Corey Gunner, he's been helping me out for the past few years. Like I said, last year, Justice Brothers come back on board with me. I think that's about it.
Who helps you out on the car at the shop, keeping the car on the track?
99% of it's me. When my son Tim is available, he will come and help me if I need help on getting stuff done. He will be there. But for me, traveling, it's 99% of the time I go on my own to all these tracks and I pit for myself.
I have noticed that when you show up, it's just you, the pickup truck, the trailer, and the car. That can make for an interesting evening.
It has at times, yeah. But so far, it's been working out pretty good. I just keep going, and as long as I can keep it going on my own, you know, we'll be good.
One thing about racing, after six decades of doing it, a lot of people know you, and they're more than willing to step in and help.
Yes. If I have problems at the track, I've had people come up that I've never even met before and offer to give me a hand if I needed a hand. And, you know, this racing is as big as it is. It's a very small, family-oriented. I look forward to going to the racetrack because of all the people you get to meet when you're there. And I've met so many people over the years, you can't remember them all. That's the bad part. But I go down to Arizona race, people come up to me that know me down there, and I don't remember who they are. But that's what it's all about, is who you meet at the racetrack, and you stay friends. Like, I met Mike Sorensen down at Central Arizona when Dustin was down there racing this in January, and, you know, I go over and talk to Mike, and you just don't forget good people.
And David, you pretty much wrapped it all up in a nutshell. That pretty much says it all. The people you meet out at the track, whether it's in the grandstand, whether it's down in the pits, traveling on the road, somebody's going to stop and help a racer or a fellow fan, and that's what it's all about when it comes to racing.
It is. You know, and the sad part about it, I mean, it's good and bad, but all these enclosed trailers now, nobody knows. The kids don't know what you're hauling anymore. But when I had the wing modified, pulling it on the trailer, I mean, you had so many people, even driving down the road, they'll roll their window down and say, man, that's really a cool car, you know, and the kids just loved it when they were on open trailers. And I kind of miss those days, but even with the sprint cars, I look at all these old pictures, and Rob Cahill has a bunch of them on open trailers. There was nothing better than like going to the Minnesota State Fair back in my dad raced there in 63. And you see these sprint cars on open trailers just sitting there waiting to get in the pit. And that's what kept the kids involved all the time, is seeing these cars on trailers.
David, I was looking forward to this interview. I knew you'd have a bunch of great racing history. Good luck in the 2026 racing season, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Oh, you're welcome, Clay. Nice to be on the show, and it's nice being able to talk with you.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
New for the 2026 season at the Fairmont Raceway, all youth in attendance will get a chance to register to win a four-wheeler that will be given away the final night of the season. How cool is that? So make sure you grab the kids, the wife, grandpa, and grandma, and head on over to the Fairmont Raceway starting Friday, May 1st. It's sure to be an action-packed season. Grandstands open at 5:30. Hot laps start at 7:15. We hope to see all of you at the Fairmont Raceway.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Midwest Collision in Faribault uses state-of-the-art paint, paint matching, and repair technology to get your vehicle back on the road like nothing ever happened. If you experienced a fender bender, a deer hit, or a major collision, remember, no job is too big or too small. Midwest Collision treats each repair with the same amount of dedication. Call the professionals at 507-332-2434 for all of your collision repair needs.
Midwest Collision, you bend them, we bend them.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tyrone Langenfelter, the promoter at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. And Tyrone, let's get right into the big new announcement. The new kart track that you guys built last fall, that facility looks awesome, and what a great training ground for new drivers.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on again, Clayton. And we're super excited to kind of get that going. I know there's a few people, I'm sure, that are kind of wondering. It was about 3 years ago now we got rid of the kart track we had on the infield. Now we're building one on the outside. So I'm sure people are wondering, why did you even get rid of it in the first place? Well, the main reason why is we want to be able to have a more of an open infield, and having a kart track down there, you wouldn't be able to race on the same night, really, or at the same time, because obviously you can't be racing on the big track and on another track in the infield at the same time. So we're going to have cars on the big track. We're going to have carts on that Lightning Speedway all at the same time every Friday night. And the other cool part is our front gate admission last year was $20. Still $20 to get in. You can go watch racing at either racetrack. So super excited to get everything revealed. We've been putting a lot of work in already this spring. We'll have our first official show, that Dairyland Showdown weekend. It'll be just three classes of carts racing that weekend. Our first weekly show that we'll have with the carts will be on Friday, May 8th. It's going to be pretty cool. I think a lot of people are definitely going to want to come check it out once we get everything rolling.
Your 18th annual season opener is scheduled for Friday night, April 17th. What classes of cars will fans get to see this year?
Yeah, so on our weekly docket, we're going to have our USRA Hobby Stocks, our USRA B-Mods, USRA Stock Cars, our USRA Modifies, and then our Eco-Mod division. Same 5 weekly classes we had last year, we'll have them all summer long. We'll actually also have USRA Late Models at some point this year for the North Star Nationals. We'll have Outlaw Mini-Mods later this year as well. But that season opener, you can expect to see those 5 classes. And they had a lot of great racing last year, and I think it'll be a lot of great racing again this year. A couple new faces, I think, that are joining into a few classes. So I'm looking forward to seeing all those brand new wraps that people will be unveiling come the season opener.
The Dairyland Showdown has become a premier event in our region, April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd, late models and mods.
Sixth annual show that actually we're having with the World of Auto late models already, so it's hard to believe it's actually been that long that they've been coming to the Speedway, but I'm excited to have them back. They're a great group of guys to work with the World of Auto, Steve Francis, Brian Carter, Jared Recker, everyone with the World Racing Group. They do a fantastic job. Actually, even on that Wednesday, too, leading up to it, we are going to have a bunch of the World of Auto guys are going to come hang out at the shop here at Oak Ridge Fabrication in Winona Park in our parking lot, which is just right off Highway 61. Tom Babbler with his Woodshed Mobile Woodfire Pizza is going to be serving lunch to those guys that day. This would be a great way to kind of kick off that three-day weekend. People can come over and check out the cars, watch them working on the cars leading up, and then $10,000 to win Thursday, $10,000 to win Friday, and then $40,000 to win on Saturday for those late models. So it should be a fantastic show, and then we're going to have the Northern Lights Modified Touring Series from up this direction, too, with Race and Dirt. They're going to be on hand for that show, so it should be a great three-day weekend.
June 4th, 5th, and 6th, the Summer Shootout, and fans who have not seen the SLMR Late Model Series, what a great series of drivers.
We never actually had the SLMR late models at the Speedway before, so teaming them up with the USMTS there for that first weekend in June, I think is going to be a really cool show. The SLMR late models were at Deer Creek Speedway last year for 2 days. Had a great weekend of racing, working with Joe Kosiski. Bob's been friends with Joe for a long time. It'll be around 40 late models, probably 40 to 50 modifieds that weekend. Thursday, our hobby stocks run. On Friday, our B-mods run. And then Saturday, our stock cars and eco mods run. And we'll have carts as well on Friday and Saturday, so it should be a very busy weekend.
Friday night, June 26th, you continue to honor Carl Fenske at the Carl Fenske Memorial, and a lot of drivers want to win a trophy from that night.
The Fenske Memorial has always kind of turned into a staple of ours to have over the last 5-6 years. It's unfortunate, you know, that Carl passed away then, but Fenske family has always worked with us and wanted to have the event every year. They're great people. That'll be right before 4th of July weekend, which we take off because the Gopher 50 is going on at Deer Creek. So it should be a great event going into an off week.
The 410 IRA Sprint Cars return on Friday night, July 24th, and what a great track to put 410 Sprint Cars on.
That's one series that when they come to town, they're actually pretty much waiting at the gate. They clear the pits out immediately. Just a fantastic operation that they have going on. Such great people to work with, and I'm glad to have them on the schedule. And yes, they've had some fantastic racing each time they've come to the Mississippi Thunder Speedway, so looking to see what they can do again in 2026.
Tyrone, we always say make sure you get out to the races early. Friday night, August 28th, is already season championship night, and you follow it up with a three-day event, the USRA North Star Nationals, which has become a huge event.
Yeah, for sure. The North Star Nationals, she ends the season as well for the Northern Lights Modified Series. We're going to do the same as we did last year on Saturday night. We crowned our champions, kind of had our awards banquet right at the Speedway. We're going to do that again as well on September 12th during the day there on that Saturday. Same deal. We'll have carts that weekend too on Friday and Saturday, and we'll probably have the carts run during the day on Saturday. So people that are camping for the weekend, we'll have some racing to watch during the day. We'll have our award stuff going on during the day. You know, have racing that night, so it'll be a very action-packed weekend, a lot going on, but it's a great way to end the season and kind of celebrate. And at that point, we'll be rolling into the off-season again.
Tyrone, if they'd like more information on Mississippi Thunder Speedway or find out about camping or accommodations in the area, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be go to our website, MississippiThunder.com. Go to our schedule. We have everything listed out right there. Any links to take you to camping, purchase tickets in advance, anything like that. Plus, just check out our full schedule for the season. All our start times and everything are posted on there as well. The classes I'll be racing each week. Another great way to keep up to date with everything is go to our Mississippi Thunder Speedway Facebook page. You can find all that stuff there. And, yeah, the best way to catch everything, though, is come on out to the Speedway every Friday night and watch the action.
Tyrone, thank you for continuing to grow racing with the brand new kart track, and thanks for all you do at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Absolutely, Clayne. Thanks for supporting our stuff and promoting everything for us for the season.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Induction Banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwine. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at local tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, along with many other tracks around southern Minnesota, north Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver in the most affordable class of dirt track racing in the country. Fans can follow the exciting 18-race Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule by going to Batwing Chassis. Batwing Chassis, fast, affordable fun for everyone.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197 for a gift that they will never forget.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Johnson, promoter at Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota. And Doug, let's start off talking about the track. All the drivers I talked to, just an incredible racetrack, and it actually was created naturally, and it's just the perfect place for racing.
Huset provides probably the most exciting 410 sprint car racing events in the entire country, in my opinion. And I might be a little biased, but I've seen some incredible racing there. And, you know, one thing that we've done is we struggle with our track prep. There's no doubt about it. We've had some issues here the last year or so, but we found some great dirt. We've added over 125 side dumps of new dirt to the racetrack here last fall. We've increased the banking, looking to get that worked in here as soon as it stops raining and be ready to go for our Mother's Day openers.
You have an outstanding month of May. Like you said, opening Mother's Day weekend, Sunday, May 10th, followed by Folken Brothers Trucking Bull Haulers Brawl on Sunday, May 17th, and then World of Outlaws return for the Stars and Stripes Salute for $20,000 to win.
We changed our schedule around a little bit. We've added some of our bigger races in the beginning of the year. Our thought process was that by the time you get to the end of the year, a lot of guys are running out of equipment, running out of money, and it's tough to get cars towards the end of the year. So I think it's a great idea. I'm looking forward to that. With our Bull Haulers Brawl being moved to the second week of the year on Sunday, May 17th, that event is going to pay $10,000 to win for our 410 sprint cars. And then we come back with a World of Outlaws Stars and Stripes Salute. It's going to pay $20,000 to win the following weekend on the Sunday of Memorial Day. Then, like I said, we wrap up the end of May with our Kibble Equipment Night on Sunday, May 31st. So we have four really big nights of racing planned throughout the month of May to kick off our season here at Huset Speedway.
Looking ahead to June, Wednesday, June 17th and Thursday, June 18th, the Hefty Seeds Huset Hustle, and the final night's paying $150 to win. And then you follow that up with June 19th and June 20th, the High Banks Nationals, with $300,000 to win.
Yeah, we're really excited about that too. You know, with Hefty Seed coming on board for the first portion of that weekend with our Hefty Seed Huset Tussle, you know, we've upped the ante there this year to $150,000 to win on that Thursday night. And again, it's the same format as what we had last year. So it's really two complete shows. Wednesday night, the guys qualify for Thursday night, completely reset again after Thursday going into Friday. Friday is the qualifying night for Saturday. Like you said, leads into our finale of our High Bank Nationals this year, paying $300,000 to win and $5,000 just to start the A-Main. So a lot of big money on the line. I think we're nearing that $1 million mark for the 4 days of total payout for the 410 Sprint Car World of Outlaws that weekend. And we're getting close. We're not quite there yet, but I would anticipate here in the next year or two, we'll surpass that $1 million mark in total payout for the 4 days.
Doug, and I know the community understands the economic impact of an event like that and how many people it brings into the area. Is there still camping available at the track?
there is still some dry camping. All of our electric spots are sold out. Like you said, with the community, there's a lot of things that we're planning around the High Bank Nationals. On Tuesday, we're going to have a golf tournament. We're also working with the community to have a parking lot party right in the city of Brandon Tuesday night with driver autographs and games for kids, stuff like that. Still got a lot of exciting events for that whole week of High Bank Nationals.
Sunday, August 23rd, a really neat event on the schedule, the Motorplex Mayhem Summer Series Finale.
Yeah, it's something different. We're actually running these four classes four different times over at the Jackson Motorplex, and this is going to be kind of the final night of a five-night series for that group of cars. We haven't run USRA Hobby Stocks and USRA Stock Cars, so we haven't run those at Huset since we've taken over in the last 6 years, and we've had a lot of demand and a lot of requests for those cars to come race with us. So yeah, we're going to give it a shot there on Sunday, August 23rd with a different class of cars. So, you know, if you like sprint cars, you'll still get a taste of them with our Race Savers.
September 4th, September 5th, and September 6th, you end the season at Huset Speedway in a huge way.
Yeah, we do. It's our LG Everest Huset Shootout. This year will be three nights of World of Outlaws, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Labor Day weekend. In addition to that, we've also ramped up our barbecue contest. Last year, for the first year, we had a barbecue contest on Friday and Saturday. We had a driver cook-off on Friday, which Hunter Schoenberg ended up winning. We're going to do the same thing again this year. We're going to have more World of Outlaw drivers involved. The barbecue contest will actually encompass all 3 days as well. So if you're a barbecue lover, you need to come to Huset Speedway that weekend. And the benefit, you get to check out some great World of Outlaw sprint car action those three nights. We're really excited about our support class. We have the Gopher Midget Racing Series coming in on Saturday night. So we're bringing the midget race cars back Saturday. It's been a while since we've had them here when USAC was here, but we've been working with those guys to help build that series. And hopefully this event takes off, and, you know, maybe the following year we can add them another night too, but we're looking forward to that. That'll wrap up our season. It's kind of amazing how fast it really does end up going throughout the year, but cap off with a $25,000 to win World of Outlaw feature on Sunday, September 6th.
Doug, I know I've been hearing from fans that tickets are selling fast for all of these events. How can they get tickets? How can they find out more information about Huset Speedway?
Yeah, you can go right to our website. Right up in the upper right-hand corner, you can buy tickets and camping on our website at HusetSpeedway.com. We update our Facebook and Twitter pages very often. We'll be doing that more here once we get into the racing season. But all of our races right now are online, including Jackson. You can buy tickets to the Jackson Motorplex along with Huset Speedway right on our website at HusetSpeedway.com, along with the camping and tickets as well.
Doug, thanks for all you do for Jackson Motorplex and Huset Speedway, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Clay.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Terrain changes, season change, but Honda ATVs, they show up ready. The 2026 4-Trax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back, just as reliable as ever. With available 4-wheel drive, automatic DCT, and independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda built for how you ride. Visit Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin today and count on Honda to get it done. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocity's in La Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocity's German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocity's at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect
and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Logan Brown. Many of you know him from running a Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod, also being the former promoter of that series, and now he is the owner of the new Sprint Kings Sprint Car Series. And Logan, that is a great up-and-coming series that is growing rapidly.
Absolutely, and just want to say thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, to get our word out to the racing dirt track fan base. So thank you again.
You also have your hands full with your son, Kinzer, who is getting into a wing cart, and it looks like the tradition of the Brown racing family is going to carry on.
Absolutely. Kinzer's been racing since he was 5 years old. Started out in just flat cart racing at the 56 Speedway, Brownsdale, Minnesota. We wanted to step his program up this year as he's gotten more comfortable in the racing. So we got him a new wing go-kart, Phantom Racing chassis. We're mainly going to be at Blue Earth, Minnesota this year. That's where a lot of the tough competition is in his class. So we're going to move to a different track this year, and we're going to see what he's got.
We had the opportunity to see the Sprint Kings Sprint Car Series at Mason City last fall, and wow, what a great group of young talent and also some old veterans mixed in there to put on a great show.
First of all, can't thank Todd Staley and the Mason City Motor Speedway crew enough for allowing us. You don't really get to see sprint cars at Mason City. Thank you to them for letting us do that. We have a big range of drivers from 15 years old, 14 years old, to some guys could be in their upper 50s and put on some real good racing. It's a 305 style sprint car race. And got a couple young cats that are looking to be pretty dominant. It was a good night, 15 cars. We went green to checkered in both heat races and feature. So congratulations to all the cars, drivers, keeping it straight, green to checkered.
If you go to SprintKings.com and look up your 2026 schedule, your home track is Fayette County Speedway in West Union. And for fans that have been down there for some of the USMTS races, that is a great facility, and what a great sprint car track.
Without Fayette County Speedway, this series probably would have never have taken off. Brian and his team, they said they wanted sprint cars at his track weekly. They didn't care if you brought one sprint car or 50 sprint cars. The fans have spoken. They want to see sprint cars. So we made an agreement. I'm not sure how long it's going to last. Hopefully it lasts for a long time. But if you want to see weekly sprint car racing, go over to Fayette County Speedway, West Union, Iowa. We put on a good show over there. Like I said, we're just growing. This is our second year in the series. We're just trying to get some car count going over there and just keep growing it for Brian and Fayette County Speedway fans.
Something I was really excited to see, Chateau Speedway, Friday night, September 4th. It's going to be a blast.
Absolutely. I'm pumped. We get to go out of the state of Iowa for the first time. Chateau Speedway. Mark, I used to do some work with him when I promoted the Outlaw Mini Mod series. So I made a relationship with Mark. So this kind of helped me get my foot in the door at some other tracks. I can't wait to get some sprint cars on Chateau. I know it's been a while. Mark was telling me, I feel like we're going to bring a good car count, put up maybe $1,000 or more to win. Hopefully that draws some of the cars and put on a good show for Chateau.
And I also spotted on the schedule, you will be back at Mason City Motor Speedway on Saturday night, October 17th. And when those motors start sucking in that nice, crisp, cold fall air, they really howl.
Oh yeah, we make some good power, and Mason City, the little bull ring, high banked action, you just don't get any better than that. Once again, I can't thank Todd for letting this happen again. I know Todd gave us another race at Webster City, so we'll be going there also. So without Todd giving me two races. I'm hoping to build on this relationship with him, get a couple more races in the following years. I'd like to get a beginning, middle, and end, three races a year at Mason City, Webster City. But we're growing. We're gaining attention by other tracks. One thing I want to throw out there to everybody, we got to thank Denison, Iowa, 39 Speedway. They reached out to me in the off season. They want to see sprint cars back at their track. Asked what we got to do. We made a deal. I believe there's six races on the schedule. So it's pretty cool to know that we're gaining attention and racetracks are calling us. I'm not calling them. They're calling us. So I'm hoping we build a good relationship at Denison and we can grow that to a weekly track like we do at Fayette.
Logan, if they'd like to find out more about the new Sprint King Sprint Car Series, what are the best ways to do that?
First, I'd go to our social media page, Facebook. That's huge for us. We also have our SprintKings.com website. That's basically where you're going to find us. Most of our information is going to be on social media, on the Facebook. But always go to the website. You still find all of our results, schedule, sponsors, tracks. So the website is a pretty big tool, but Facebook, everyone has it to their fingertips daily. So keep your eye on our social media Facebook page.
Logan, thanks for bringing this brand new series to the fans, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you, and I can't wait to see you at some races this season.
For the past 54 years, the Mizgan family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Mizgan from Mizgan Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Mizgan Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name. Kevco drive shafts are 100% American made in the USA with USA sourced materials using precision machine yokes, offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, as we get older, something we always learn, easy is the best, and you have a great recipe for easy meatballs.
You bet I do, Klain. By golly, it's good to be back on the air with you, buddy. It's been a while. You talk about easy meatballs, just go to your favorite grocery store. If you can find the Swedish meatball, they work a little bit better, but if not, you can use an Italian meatball as well. They're all fully cooked, and all you got to do is just warm them up and add like a can of that jellied cranberry sauce. Now just open the can, dump it out, throw it in there, and in with that, throw a bottle of Cookies Sweet Hickory is preferred, or the Sweet Spicy if you like a little bit of a kick to it, but just hit that in there and gradually warm them all up. Stir them through a few times because the jelly cranberry sauce will melt down and mix right in with the barbecue sauce. And you talk about easy. I mean, from frozen 30 minutes while you're good to go. That's about as easy as it gets. For these and other great recipes, go to our website, cookiebbq.com. Check it out there. Remember, smart cookies, use cookies.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
This is Brad Schnipp, driver of the Moon Eyes Outlaw Hobby Car at Arlington Raceway. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.